Star 1310, and we welcome Marvin Winans Jr. Marvin, how are you?
I'm excellent, man. What's going on?
Hey, just hanging in there. Listen, excited to talk to you because, Marvin, you go back to, what, Winans Phase 2?
Winans Phase 2, man. It's, you know, brought it all in, me and my cousins.
Wow. Has there been or is there a lot of pressure on you because of who your mom and your pops are?
Well, man, it's I think the normal pressure that comes with being the son of caring and loving parents. I don't think they applied any more pressure than that. I mean, outside looking in, you may say, you know, did all the Winans get put into a room and forced to sing and jump on stage and all of that, you know, and that wasn't the case. I think, you know, they allowed us to grow into who we've become, and there was really no pressure to do anything above and beyond, you know, just because. I would say, though, growing up in a competitive family, though, you know, we compete in everything. I mean, from picking the winners of the the NBA to the, you know, just games we play, and I think it carries over into, you know, making sure we have quality music and songs and all of that. So if anything, you know, there was just a standard, I think, that just was kind of inundated naturally, you know, into us as we came up. So no outside pressure or anything like that. It's just part of the makeup, genetic makeup, I think, you know, to do well and represent God to the fullest.
Now, you sing, you write, you produce, you're acting now. What do you like to do the most?
Man, you know, that's a good question. I really like producing. I enjoy it all, man, honestly. The movie Dreams that we have just, you know, wrapped up on is something I'm very excited about. It's my first foray into film production and acting as well. But I think just whether it's people over to the house or whatever, I'm always trying to produce something, you know, a good time or, you know, a song or whatever. And I enjoy seeing other people's talents blossom and being able to, you know, create. You know, I think more than anything, I think I'm a creative person, and I try to have my hands in something creative at all times. So I just enjoy whatever creative process I could be a part of.
In the movie's Dreams, what do we see Marvin Winans Jr. doing? Your character, who's your character, and what he'll be doing?
Well, I think people are going to be surprised to see my character. If you know me, you know, I'm a pretty nice guy. I'm a kind of a cruel guy in the movie. You know, I think I'm going to surprise a lot of people, and hopefully the acting chops won't be, you know, scrutinized. I think people will be surprised. I try to put my all into it, so I think you'll be satisfied. And you know, I play a criminal, kind of a thug kind of, you know, person that pretty much runs the show in his city. So I think you'd be interested in seeing Marvin Winans Jr. play that guy, because that's not my life.
Hey, okay. Now, how did you get involved in acting?
Man, ever since I was a kid, I always wanted to act. I always wanted to be a part of movies. I would, you know, watch movies and imagine myself acting. I watched television, wanted to be in a sitcom when I was younger. And I remember my dad asking me what I wanted to do when I grew up, and I think he was a little disappointed because I didn't mention acting and I didn't say anything about preaching or singing. So I, at the time, when I was a kid, that's what I wanted to do. And then the music bug bit me when I was around 15 pretty strong, and I, you know, remember wanting to have a group and to be in a studio. But I always wanted to act, man, and I did some acting in high school and musicals 4 years straight, and did some stage plays that have traveled, you know, a couple times. But this is my first time doing a feature-length film, and I am very excited about the future. I would love to do a lot more.
Now, to talk about your music, how was it producing your mom? Did you give your mom an extra flavor by you being a younger person, producing her, and maybe giving her more a hipper sound?
I think that's what she was looking for. I definitely think she wanted to do it. I remember the project. Well, I think, man, I definitely think that's what she came to me for. You know, at the time she was working on what ended up becoming the Bringing It All Together record. She was actually working, what she was going for was like a more kids-based album. And so she did want a fresher sound and a newer sound, and that's what she did ask me to do in the beginning. It ended up becoming more of a, it evolved into more, you know, an album that kind of was inclusive of everybody in all ages and different styles. But I definitely think, though, I was trying to give her, depending on what the song was, I mean, I want to produce, you know, what's in front of me. You know, I'm not really just trying to make anybody just one thing or anything. I just wanted to really expound on what my mom wanted to do with each particular song. And so, you know, what people don't realize, I think, you know, is how incredibly talented my mom is. She really has a range that really is beyond this. You know, a lot of what people do, if you go back to some of her earlier records, she was a lot more contemporary and very laid back, more of an R&B feel, even like, you know, a pop feel. And her voice, she has a very nice texture to it, but she also has a very strong traditional gospel. I mean, it can hang with the best on that side as well. So that was what was, I gained more of a appreciation for her ability to sing in any way that you asked her to. It was really amazing, you know, working with her. So I think we worked well together. It was tough, you know what I mean? How do you tell your mom what to do?
Right.
You know, especially this is the woman that gave me whoopings when I even thought about saying something back to her.
Yeah.
So it was tough learning how to produce with my mom. But we got through it, and it was actually her most successful record to date. So that was a good project.
Hey, that was a blessing. When you describe Marvin Winans Jr. musically, who is Marvin Winans Jr.?